Nombreux sont les témoignages qui prouvent que ces gens souffrent énormément. Certains comptent changer leur vie après ce terrible événement du mardi 12 janvier 2010. Et cela fait déjà 5 jours.
Well, news reports are pouring out of Haiti in the aftermath of last week's earthquake, but few of them are from Haitian kids reporting about their own families and communities. The clip you just heard is from a report filed today by Leslie Desombre from a refugee camp in the city of Jacmel, a city of about 40,000 on Haiti's southern coast, about 20 miles from Port-au-Prince. Before the earthquake, Leslie was a student at Cine Institute, a nonprofit film school for Haitian youth, set up 3 years ago to teach them about writing, shooting, and editing films of all kinds. Since the earthquake, though, the mission for the students at Cine has shifted to reporting from the front lines on the devastation all around them. They retrieved the equipment from the rubble of the school, and they've been posting videos on the Cine website and getting attention from around the world for their work. Annie Nocenti, a filmmaker based here in New York, is a teacher at the Cine Institute. Since the earthquake, she's been in constant contact with the students in Jacmel and is working to edit and post the footage from here in the U.S. Hello, Annie. Welcome to WNYC.
Brian, thanks for having me.
How much contact have you had with your former students and colleagues since the quake?
Well, it's limited because there's only one internet line right now at the UN building, and the UN building is filled with French soldiers, apparently, and it's hard to get access.
Do I understand correctly that the school's building collapsed in the quake?
The school building collapsed. I mean, if you could call this, if there's a good story coming out of Haiti right now, this is a good story. The school building collapsed. The students ran out in time. They saw all the destruction and death. That Jacmel has been hit really badly, but all the news footage is really coming out of Port-au-Prince, which is just north of the epicenter. There are many towns surrounding Port-au-Prince that are cut off from roads, and they're not getting any aid, and they're not getting any communication. So our students went back into the building, they dug in the rubble, they found the cameras, they went out and started to shoot, and now this is the footage coming out has been amazing. It's been on CNN. They're doing a piece for Nightline. I'm very, very proud of them.
And listeners, if you want to see some of the videos coming from the students at Cine Institute in Jacmel, Haiti, we have a few of them posted on our show page at WNYC.org, and also a link to where you can watch all those videos online. We played a clip at the beginning from that report by Leslie Desombre. How much do you know about him? He seems to be going directly into the refugee camps and speaking to victims, but he's also scored a couple of interviews with officials.
Yes. All our students, I know them very well from being out in the streets of Haiti shooting with them, but I don't know all that much about most of their family lives. Some of them were already homeless. Some of them have families. Some of them have partial families. They're all in shock. They've all lost friends. And they're just sort of shooting through. Anybody that's done any kind of war correspondence knows that shooting through disaster is much more rewarding than sitting feeling helpless. So I have a feeling it's helping the students. I'll be going down in 2 days to Jacmel to help them shoot. And I think it's probably terrific for them to be able to help so directly, because as the story gets out, people will start being aware not just of Jacmel being cut off, but of many towns being completely cut off from aid, and hopefully aid will start getting there. They're doing surgeries without anesthetic.
I know, people have been seeing this on TV, the hacksaws being used to amputate limbs, sterilizing makeshift medical instruments with vodka because that's what they have available. I mean, those are the kinds of things.
Vodka, I'm surprised it's not rum.
Well,
they
rum.
They have much more rum than vodka.
That's for sure in Haiti. And yet I saw on TV an example of vodka being used.
Yeah.
Maybe it was imported vodka.
Maybe
I don't know.
A Russian doctor.
I wonder if we have any listeners originally from Jacmel right now who want to call up and talk about that city, another one devastated by the quake. Of course, we've heard so much about Port-au-Prince. We've heard so much about Léogan in the last few days, Jacmel as well. Haitian listeners, 212-433-WNYC. We have just a few minutes for you to chime in here. in this segment, and we'll talk about Haiti again next hour, but 212-433-9692. In a way, an incredible good news story.
It's a good news story. I mean, the Jacques Mel is a very, very vibrant place with lots of musicians and dance and film and our film school, and really was on, they were shooting. We got commissioned to do 3 films about water for the International Water Movement. They were out that day shooting and in the school getting ready for production when the school collapsed.
But do you worry about these kids doing video reports when, as we know, their families have been affected, their city is in ruin? Should their efforts be elsewhere other than shooting video?
No, I don't believe that, because it's right now, their families and friends have no food, running out of water. The best thing they can be doing is drawing attention to Jacques Mel so that we can get a container ship there, a steamship there, boats from Dominican Republic, get them medical supplies, get them clean water. Clean water has become critical there. It's completely critical. So really, they're on the front line. They're doing the best thing that they could be doing, is doing these reports. Because I'm here getting them on CNN and getting them on Nightline and in the New York Times today and AOL all over the place. And it's working. Somebody arranged for a steamship, I think Jonathan Demme, with a container on it to get to Jacques Mel. So there's a lot of people in Hollywood, in Nollywood, the Nigerian film industry, that are focused on what we call Jollywood film industry and Jacques Mel. People want to help these students and this school because they're getting this story out.
You told us before the show that many of the students have been frustrated with how they see the earthquake's aftermath reported by others.
Yes.
Here in the U.S. How?
Yes.
So?
I mean, this is a dicey question, but Haiti having the only real successful slave revolution and having problems for hundreds of years, the way the country is viewed is as if everything is their fault and they're dysfunctional and they're violent. And my friends in Port-au-Prince, who I talked to, said you can walk for miles and all you see is people helping other people. Yes, there's some looters. Yes, there's some. This happened in New Orleans after Katrina. They focused on the looters, not the people that were helping each other. That wave, that news cycle ended, thank God, and I hope it will end in Port-au-Prince, because the majority of people, when you consider the magnitude of this, the majority of people are helping each other. They sing and pray in the streets. Haitians are extremely spiritual. They're used to nothing. So they're making the best of this in a very peaceful way. And what upsets Haitians is when the news shows focus on the few bad eggs, the few rotten apples, you know.
And I know some of your students' videos show some of that singing and praying in the streets.
Yes.
And again, listeners, you can see these student videos from Cine Institute being shot and posted from Jacques Mel in Haiti at our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. And here is Jean-Claude, originally from Jacques Mel. Jean-Claude, thank you so much for calling. Jean-Claude, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What would you like to say about your hometown?
I am trying to make arrangements to go to Haiti this week or early next week with a group of physicians, and we certainly will be glad to go to Jacques Mel, which has been ignored.
What do you think the needs are? Have you been in touch with Jacques Mel? If it's been ignored except by the students at Cine Institute, while we've heard so much about other places, what do we need to know from what you're hearing?
Well, we need everything, really.
They need
everything.
They need everything.
Mm-hmm. Probably the medical care has been the priority right now, because they have a small operating room, which I know very well, and they don't have really anesthesiologists. You know, I could arrange to have a group of physicians on a rotating basis to provide medical care to that locality.
That's right.
Merci.
Merci. Thank you, Jean-Claude. We'll get Stefan from West Harlem in here. Stefan, we have about a minute for you. Hi, you've been to Jacmel.
Yes, sir. And I wish the lady would talk more about, like, the culture, the art. They make a lot of beaded art, and a lot of that is put in the iron factory. It's not like Pétionville. Pétionville is very, very wealthy part of the country. But Jacmel is the people are very humble. They may not be rich by our standards, but they're artists, basically.
Is that a particularly artist enclave part of the country?
It's phenomenally artistic. They make sequin paintings out of sequins. They make masks. Their carnival. I shot documentary in there during carnival last year. The whole town is so creative. One of the saddest things for me is that last year they made human-sized versions of the beautiful buildings that they wanted to restore in the old town of Jacmel. That old town is gone. And everyone comes up with a costume that reflects who they are, from old political figures like the Tonton Macou or the bottle people who, you know, want people to recycle in Haiti, and they come out and dance and sing, and they make these fantastic masks. It's Jacmel is famous in Haiti for being a extraordinary arts community. Yes, Stefan is very correct.
Thank you, Stefan. And we have just a minute for Katie in Montclair, who wants to respond to what you said about looting and that word and how we should think of it. Katie, you're on WNYC. Real quick.
Hi. I keep hearing the word looting, and I'm wondering, are you referring to this in the sense of, say, the L.A. riots, or are Haitians just trying to get to food and water or clothing in order to survive?
I think it's twofold. I think in any culture you're going to have, and anywhere in the world, you're going to have people that will take advantage of a situation, but I would say that if you see people so-called looting a place to get supplies to eat or bolts of cloth to sleep on, you can be pretty sure they're taking it just to survive. I don't see people looting televisions, not that there are many in Haiti, but I would say that they're just trying to get what they can so they can survive. They're not eating. They don't have water or food. They're just doing, it's just like New Orleans. Some people took advantage. Some people tried to survive.
Annie Nocenti, a teacher with Cine Institute. She's in New York, but the Institute is thriving in Jacmel, Haiti, even after their building collapsed. Much of the equipment was salvageable. All of their students survived, thank goodness, and they are providing for the world video footage shot by the Cine Institute students. You can see it at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Annie, thank you so much.